call this meeting of the town of Mount Jackson to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Miller?
Here.
Mr. Andrick?
Here.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd?
Here.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Here.
Mr. Rudy?
Here.
Mayor Miller?
Here.
Okay.
At this time, if everyone would please join me and rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. At this time, do we have any agenda additions, deletions, or corrections to come before us this evening? Here from the visitors, we have two on the docket this evening. Just remember, you have 3 minutes. First up is Ms. Stephanie Smith. If you'd like to step over here to the podium for me, please.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Stephanie Smith, and I am the granddaughter of Elizabeth Hewitt here, and the daughter of Lois, and my aunt Joanne's here, my cousin Alvin's here. We're having a problem with the lane that is what right away brings my grandmother's house. There are two neighbors on each side. One's in a fenced in, the total property is fenced in on the right. If anybody's familiar, the Lances used to live there. And on the other side is a house that's owned by Jessica Jacobus. They are trying to prevent my mother from going in and out of that lane, which we have driven through that lane for many, many, many years. And they have always told my grandmother that it was their property, is what has always been said. The problem I have is her only child that lives here, or her only daughter that lives here, is my mom. And if my mom's having a problem with these two neighbors, we don't have anybody to care for my grandmother, who lives alone. And if they're gonna try to prevent her from going back and forth through the lane, checking the mail that is down at the end of the lane, if anybody's familiar with the property, Dutch Lane. If they're having a problem with her checking the mail, using the recycling bin or whatever, then that is a problem for our whole entire family, because most of us live at least 2.5 hours away, at least. I do have a brother, Rodney, that lives in Woodstock, but he can't get up here all the time because he works for Dominion. So, but my mom needs to access that lane at any given time with not a problem. They do not need to come out of their house and start trouble. I came up this evening, and as I was going in the lane, I stopped. Of course, I was taking pictures of the trees that are down over the power lines, which I'm going to call the power company tomorrow. But I went to check the mail. Now, the lane is like this. The edge of the lane is right here, and then there's the road. The mailboxes are right here. The young lady that lives in the old Lance's house, Ashley Hoddle, who rents there, she came out of her house as though I'm not supposed to go into that lane. And that's a problem. I come up here to help my grandmother, and I'm extremely tired, as you can tell, my bags underneath my eyes. But I've been dealing with this for some weeks now with myself and Chief Sterner. And something needs to be rectified. My mom is, at this point, can go through the lane, but she's not allowed to stop. That's not right, because somebody has to get my grandmother's mail. Now, there's been trash thrown down there, which I'm going to go down and talk to the post office tomorrow, because there's been trash in my grandmother's mailbox, cans, bottles, just different things like that. But we need to come to a solution. Somebody needs to help us come to some type of solution, because it's not right. And my grandmother, God forbid, if my grandmother falls and nobody can get back there to her, that is very upsetting to me. We all live a good way. My mom and my dad doesn't go down there because of the problems already. But my mom needs to check on my mom several times a day. It's not right. Somebody needs to cook for her. Somebody needs to go help her clean up, do her trash, and different things like that. And this is very upsetting. I have lived here all my life, and I moved away. I moved away, and I intend on coming back. I still have one child in high school. I couldn't even leave today until he got out of high school. And that's a 2.5 hour drive for me. And somebody needs to be more caring about this lane and what we're supposed to do about it.
So you've spoke with Chief Sterner on this matter.
I have spoke with him, I spoke with him before prior to the meeting, and I have pictures. They parked their cars out on the road, and I have pictures on my phone of today of where the car was parked today. I had to pull it near, almost to the other side of the road to get out of my grandmother's lane.
The property is located on Dutch Lane, just before you get to Cardinal, the two houses on the right. And there's a driveway that separates those two houses. This has been an ongoing issue, and I've been on the phone several times with Ms. Smith.
This is how far the cars are parked down the road today.
And, well, the one house, the two-story house, the bigger of the two houses, they have a little clearing in front of their house, and that's the only place they can park. Otherwise, they're being parking on the road, which you can't do that either. We know there's an issue. Unfortunately, the two property owners on both sides are actually, I guess, they're the owners of the driveway. Ms. Bullitt's family actually has a right-of-way to her house, which is located in the back. I wish we could come up with some type of solution as far as, only time we can do anything is when there's a criminal matter involved, because this is technically is a land civil matter. And we don't deal with civil matters to any great extent. We try to go up there and keep the peace as much as we can, but we're kind of limited as what we can do. And Ms. Smith has been very cooperative in working with me. She's been very pleasant to deal with, but there is some kind of issue with neighbors. She had asked for me to give the phone number to Jessica
Jacobus
and see if they could work out something on the phone. Ms. Jacobus evidently, she declined to call Ms. Smith, so, you know, that was her option. Yeah, but,
and that's what's bad is hands are tied.
I mean, unfortunately, it's a civil matter, but yeah. We don't want to see anything happen to Ms. Bullitt because, you know, once again, you know, she's at the end of the driveway.
Sure.
And her right-of-way doesn't start until you almost get to her property.
Well, I like to say when I went back there a couple weeks ago to tend to Mom, they came out and I went up there at Mom's house, had to park my car in the middle of the lane because I couldn't get all the way up because of branches in the lane that's not Mom's. And one of your officers came up and told me that I threw sticks at them on the porch, which was a lie. And you drew up papers on me harassing them and served it to me.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. First of all.
That's why I don't come to tell council meetings.
Well, first of all, Ms. Warren, they served trespass notices on you. We didn't draw them up. They requested to serve trespass notices because they said you were coming on their property
and
giving a hard time.
That was a lie, but you took their word for it.
Ma'am, they can have a trespass notice served on you, which is what they did. We did not draw those papers up. They choose to serve them. We're law enforcement agency. We're required to serve them once they sign them. That's why they were served on you, okay? It wasn't we're trying to stop you from going back to your mother. They choose to serve the trespass notices, not us.
And this is for a town manager. Can you please tell me who is responsible for the trees that are leaning on the wires?
Yeah, I saw that.
My grandmother can't even look at her TV in her room. And then the right of way up near the tower.
It would be the responsibility of the utility company, whichever. Yeah. If it's phone, it would be the obviously it'd be the phone company, or electric would be the power company.
Tomorrow. We would appreciate anybody's help in this matter.
I'd like to say something. I'm the baby girl. I live in Fairfax on a hospice nurse. And I came up every once in a while, surprised my mom when I'm not doing hospice. And I came up about a month ago to take my mom to breakfast. And one of my church girlfriends came with me, and she's a little nervous at driving. And honestly, she could not see to get out of the lane. Now, in Fairfax County, I don't know the rules down here, you cannot block anybody's lane like that. Because if the emergency have to get in there to get Mom and they block in that lane, in Fairfax, you're gonna get a ticket. So she kept saying, what shall I do? I said, well, let me come out of the lane. So I would just toot the horn to let the other cars know that we're trying to come out of the lane. So, you know, if they can kind of just move the cars up a little bit so, you know, we can get in and out, I appreciate it, and I'll keep it in my prayers.
We definitely, you know, I know Chief Sterner is on this and the officers, and we will, you know, again, it's a civil matter, and it's unfortunate that there's only certain things that the officers can do as much as they may want to do and help more, but please stay in communication with Chief Sterner. I know he's gonna be watching that area a little bit more, just in general conversation.
And we check the driveway to make sure there's no branches that would prevent them from going back off the trees. I haven't seen anything, but the trees do hang over the power lines. And it won't, it's only a matter of time before one breaks off and does land on the power line.
Thank you. Next up, Mr. Asbury, you are signed up to speak. Were you just signing in to say hello?
I'm here to support Dakota Baker and his effort.
You're a good man. Thank you, sir.
I probably signed the wrong paper.
I wanted to make sure you had your time.
All right. I appreciate that, Mayor Miller.
Yes, sir. All right.
My grandmother said she wanted to say something.
Yes, ma'am.
And she's lived there for 11 years.
Go right ahead.
Only thing I want to say, I never have been living there 74 years, and I can't understand I never had no trouble like this before. And then, when my little boy got killed out there in that thing, they told me that was a property.
That
and
was,
why is it she should come up to my water meter whenever she wasn't here and play in that thing?
Well, as far as
I don't understand, the town do not keep that road up. I keep it up. Mm-hmm. My husband kept it up before he died. I paid people to keep that road up. Now why I have paid to keep it up is somebody else used it. Town do not do nothing for me in that thing.
No,
they don't shovel my snow. They don't take my trash down. They do not do the worst thing.
Yes,
and I got proof. I paid for that thing to get a fake. And wherever snow comes, I pay the man come and shovel it. Why do they take use of that thing? When my little boy got killed, it was a private way. They couldn't do nothing.
It's still a private way.
When my friend got sick like that, they wouldn't let the ambulance come up there because it was due to a private way and they're in charge. I don't understand your deal.
Well, it's a private road and you have the right to be on that road to get back to your residence. It's not a state maintained or a town maintained road. That's why you have to pay somebody to shovel or do your thing. Yes, ma'am, I understand.
Why everybody else have to use it? If they don't use it, look right to me, they have to pay me some of that money back I don't put in that thing. I picked that thing up, and I got two.
Well, and I'm sorry you're going through all this with your neighbors. And I know, you know, I wish we could do more at this stage and tell you we can do more. I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that we can't, but we will keep a closer eye on things. I know the chief is on it, the officers, and I know we're staying in communication with you, Mrs. Smith, so, you know, and I know it's tough. You guys are, most of you are farther away, and DeLois is here close by, and it isn't a good situation. I understand.
Mr. Mayor, can I make a comment, please? Mr. Smith, if you ever think that there's something that your grandmother needs to be checked on, just call dispatcher 459. We will come out and do a welfare check on your grandmother. We'll gladly do that anytime you need us to, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Chief. All right. Remarks, recommendations from the mayor. Well, I think everything I'm going to do is going to come under presentations. The only thing I just want to say is how proud I think all of us are of the Stonewall Girls basketball team being region champions. First time in 40 years we've had that, and made it to the semifinals in states. So that's pretty amazing. They their coach, Berner, was regional coach of the year. So that's two big coaches we've had so far this school year with the cross country. It's the Clanahan getting the other award earlier this year. So very proud of the Southern campus representing us well there. Any remarks by the council? All right. At this time, we're going to move into presentations. This evening, we have with us a lot of folks, like Mr. Asbury said, to support Mr. Dakota Baker. I said it right. How'd I do, Howard? Inside joke for someone. So I'm not done yet. Who knows what I'll say. Just to kind of bring everybody up that was not here, you notice the beautiful box there in the corner. That is a United States retirement flag box. Dakota last Sunday received his Eagle Scout, the highest honor you can get in the Boy Scouts. I was very honored to be there. Huge accomplishment. He built that and donated that to us to have. It has been and it will remain in our lobby here when you come in. Along with that going forward will be this proclamation I am about to read. Before I read it, Dakota, I'd like for you to just step over to the box and check the box out real quick. Go ahead. Everybody's watching, don't worry. We would like to get home and see this and walk a little faster. Go ahead and open that up. Yes, there are several flags I've noticed over the last couple weeks that's been filling up, and we may add to that here in just a moment. Before we do that, go ahead and stay right there. I'm going to read to you this proclamation. All right. Whereas on March 11th, 2018, Boy Scout Dakota Baker from Troop 117 was recognized by the Boy Scouts of America for successfully completing all requirements for scouting's highest rank. And whereas family, friends, and neighbors of Dakota Baker gathered on March 11th, 2018, to recognize the faithful and steady path taken in obtaining the rank of Eagle Scout within the scouting organization. And whereas scouting for both boys and girls has been an integral part of our community as well as a positive influence for many years. And whereas we commend Dakota on his Eagle Scout project, the construction and placement of a U.S. flag retirement box located in the front lobby of the Mount Jackson Town Hall. Now, therefore, I, J.G. Bucky Miller, Mayor of the Town of Mount Jackson, do hereby recognize and congratulate Dakota Gatewood Baker, Eagle Scout, for this outstanding accomplishment. I am extending to him our deepest appreciation for all of his dedicated work and wishing him the best in all of his future endeavors. And furthermore, I hereby proclaim March 13th, 2018, as Dakota Gatewood Baker Day in the town of Mount Jackson. You, this is his copy, correct? Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to have a copy there. And along with that, I want to give you, you've been pinned all this week, I'm going to hand you this one. This is the town seal, because when you travel over the hill to Charlottesville, to the University of Virginia, next fall, keep that with you. Know we're all behind you 100%.
Oh, thank you.
Stay right there. A little round of applause for this. One more item, and this is a surprise, I think, to a lot of folks. Shirley Patton, you're great-grandmother would like to come up here and talk to you a moment or present you with something. I'm going to read from a prepared statement. Help her out there. All right. There are two flags that your great-grandmother are holding. Of course, as you well know and others may not know, your great-grandfather, John A. He served 13 years in the Army, toured in Vietnam, mm-hmm. and due to an illness, he did receive a medical discharge. The small flag that Shirley has there for you to retire was taken yesterday off his gravesite. And the larger flag was the last flag he flew at his home, and he retired. And we would, the family would like for you to add his flags as part of the first retirement ceremony when it is time.
Mm-hmm. For about 30 years, I've kept it in a drawer and folded, and today was the day I thought, I got to give it. I didn't say anything to Summer. No one knew anything about it, but Bucky and I, out.
Congratulations. And I want you to know, she gave me this, and I think it's one. we're all proud of you, Mayor. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Did I mention he was going to the University of Virginia?
Yes. We're all sad for you.
You all did all right. All right, at this time, we are gonna move forward and go into our town attorney's report.
Nothing to report at this time.
We always love your report.
I try to keep it brief.
You do good. Chief, the floor is yours.
Nothing important, Mr. Mayor.
As well as yours are wonderful too. Mr. Falber.
I'll break up the.
Thank you, sir.
Just a couple of quick things. We do have a well project, the well 7A project out to bid, and as I reported earlier, we anticipated having the bid opening on March the 28th, but we're going to have to extend that by about 3 weeks due to some issues that need to be resolved on our end. So probably towards the middle of April, the latter part of April, we'll have a bid opening. We did have a pre-bid conference last Wednesday, and we had a good turnout. We had five general contractors that are looking at the project. All are very capable of doing the project, but some questions came about from that meeting, which necessitates extending the bid opening by several weeks. Of course, the sidewalk project continues through mainly on the northern end of town. Things are progressing well. We anticipate if we can get some decent weather, hopefully by the early part of April, that project will be substantially completed. I did lay at your council desk the town and county dinner information, which is April the 4th. It's at the Ridge Runner Farms and Brewery. I think in an earlier report I put it was in Thomas Brook, but it's actually on Back Road in Murraytown. So I noticed on the invitation it doesn't really have a physical address, but I can get that for you. Or you can go to their website.
They probably figured since it was at a brewery, we'd know where.
Yeah. So I know I've heard from several people that will be attending. If you're thinking about attending and haven't let us know, please do so by. We have to let the town of Thomas Brook know by the end of next week. So, I believe that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
All right, sir. Thank you. We're going to move into committee reports and start with finance.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We talked to the finance. We talked to the finance staff earlier this last week. You got a two-pager in your packet that shows expenses for the general fund and the enterprise fund. We have a budget amendment for the current fiscal year that we worked on. A few things we're needing to do that are a little bit outside what we agreed on in the budget, so we need to do an amendment. Expect staff to have a presentation at the April council meeting. We'll do a public hearing in May, and we will vote on the amended budget in May. At the same time, staff will prepare and submit the budget for the next fiscal year. At that same May, at April council meeting, which we will public hearing in May, and then vote on in June. So, and that sums it up. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir. All right, ordinance.
We're getting to that down bottom.
Yes, sir. And personnel?
No reports this time.
Thank you, council. Public safety, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll start with the Mount Jackson Police Department report for the month of February. The total number of calls for service for that month is 346, and that's down 98 from the report in January. Under criminal activity, criminal offenses reported, there are a total of 12 reported, and of those 12, 7 have been cleared or closed. Three remain under investigation. And there are two that cited emergency custody or temporary detention orders that had to be submitted. There was a officer Tower conducted just recently, last couple of days, a class designed for women learning how to protect themselves in the event of assault, which we all are important to have those kinds of skills. In the rescue and fire report, the total number of responses for the department was 27, was up 7 from January. The EMS responses for the month of February were 78, and that's up 17 from January. The fire responses were 19, and that's down 10 from January. One thing I wanted to point out in this report was the Turkey and Oyster fundraiser. I think it was the largest they've had. It served over 700 people during that wonderful meal, and created a good fundraiser for them. Another one's coming up for that event center, the Easter breakfast, with an Easter egg hunt and a visit from the Easter Bunny on March 31st. And they all have a bake sale there.
I know there's a young lady in the back whose ears perked up.
Easter Bunny will be there.
The Easter Bunny will be there. David, I just want to say that was a fine meal. I went there for lunch, and I think dinner came at about 10 o'clock that night, because I think that's when I finally got hungry. And that was
We had a very excellent turnout, the great community support, the most we've ever done, and it's going to keep on growing.
Mm. Awesome. Thank you all for all you do. All right. Good to have you with us, Mr. Public Service.
Glad to be back.
Look good.
Nothing to report this time.
Yeah. Look even better. There you go. Public properties.
All right, I'll try to be quick.
Take your time, you're good.
Probably not going to have any upgrades to the big pool this year. It's covered, and it's got water in it. So we'll probably wait till the end of the summer, get the pool drained. Rainy thinks there might be some issues, some bigger issues than just the tile and the grout work. So we'll hopefully in the fall assess the whole big pool and come to the game plan for upgrades, hopefully for next year. Just an update on the pool. Met with an architect about potential for a bathroom. He gave us a proposal to design. Randy worked with Kevin for a map of how to get sewer, water, electrical to the bathroom. For those of you that have been on the Greenway at Luray, it will be the same thing. Basically, cinder block concrete, and hose it down, lock it up, do what we need to do, but have something better than a portage on. So hopefully we can get that rolling. And then as far as equipment for the park, the company that we have purchased from in the past is having a conference on April 11th. I'm going to try to go to that. They're working with the state to offer kind of like a grant for playground equipment where they'll match what you spend. So I'm going to go try and find out some information about what qualifies for that and see if it's equipment that we're interested in.
Great.
Yeah, so that would be cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you so much. Park is definitely coming along. Takes a while, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Thank you. This time, the consent agenda is before you. What is your pleasure?
I move for approval of the consent agenda.
Second. Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Thank you. That passes. We do not have any old business, so we're going to move right into new. But this time I will turn it over to Town Manager, Mr. Oliver, to introduce item number one of the new business.
Mayor and Council, we have received a request from Dennis and Doris Moore, who owns property on Cameron Road, about 8.82 acres. They have requested that their property be brought into town. They appeared before the Planning Commission last Monday, and the Planning Commission was a little bit excited, but I guess they were willing to move the project forward. Really no firm plans yet as far as a project, other than the fact that they're looking at a housing project, whether it be a duplex project or a townhouse project. And you'll recall that during our comprehensive plan work, the survey that was sent out to the community, some feedback that we received from the community was that they wished to see some townhouse construction in town. So that certainly is a possibility. So the Planning Commission has decided to have a set a joint public hearing with Town Council for April 2nd at 7 p.m. That's the night of the regular Planning Commission meeting. I included some information. There is a little map in the packet of the exact location. It's just west of the school. It'll be on the left-hand side as you're heading west on Cameron Road. So there is water and sewer at that location. Water is on the same side as the property. Sewer is immediately across the road on Cameron Road. So I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you may have, but that is the project as it stands right now.
Any questions about this? Not. I think we need a motion to go ahead and ratify that joint public hearing.
Give a motion to ratify the joint public hearing.
I second it.
Motion made and second. Any discussion? Call for vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
And that too passes. Item number two, which one, Kevin, are you bringing that up?
I'll bring it up.
Okay.
And if there's any questions, or if I leave out something, certainly Neil can help me out there. But again, I included information in the packet. This involves some extended leave for Heather, Heather Taylor, who's out on medical leave. And I think all of us here know of her condition. And we've had some discussions with the director of the local choice that's our health insurance provider. And we've made copies of the local choices policy concerning extended coverage, and then also the town section of the town's personnel policy that basically allows me to extend leave without pay under special circumstances. And certainly we feel that this qualifies as a special circumstance. We also feel like it's very important, not particularly in this case, but maybe future cases that may come about in the future, that the town council kind of go on record to ratify this decision to extend the coverage, especially the health insurance coverage. I include a possible resolution or motion that the council could adopt tonight. I would like to thank Neil. Neil's the one that drafted this this resolution, ran it by our town attorney. He had one minor change, and so I don't think we have to read that entire motion, but if the council would so wish or would be so indeed, pass the resolution or motion, then that would certainly help us moving forward as a staff.
Thank you all again, Neil. I piggyback off that. Thanks for taking care of trying to get this out to everybody. And everyone has had an opportunity to read this. I'd entertain, the floor is open, entertain what you would like to do at this point on this matter.
I move that we approve it.
I second it.
All right, we have a proper motion and a second. Is there any discussion at this point? Call for the vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Thank you all very much. I know Heather will appreciate it.
Thank you all very much.
This passes. This time I'm gonna turn item number three over to Councilwoman Miller.
Kevin turned off for you all a little bit of information about Luke's Backpass, which is a program here in the county. Kind of became aware of the program, thought it was interesting, and thought maybe it was something that the town could help out with. They provide meals to students who may not have food through the weekend. Currently, they have 82 children at the southern campus that they are providing meals to. It is a nonprofit organization run by the Shenandoah Valley Lutheran Ministry. They accept donations. It's in the public schools, in the Head Start program, in Woodstock and at the Charter House in Edinburgh. Started in 2011. Last year, they packed 8,215 bags for students, currently serving over 240 children. So that's a lot of food and having a big impact on the children in the schools. So I was going to suggest that maybe the town make a $500 donation to the program, just something that we could do to help out kids in our service area and certainly the rest of the county as well.
Appreciate you looking into that.
Anybody have any questions about the program?
Floor is open if anybody has anything.
If that's a motion, I'll second it.
I said we would donate $500 to Luke's benefit.
You still second that?
I still second that.
All right, making sure. We want to be proper, you know. Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? We call for the vote.
Okay, Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
Very good. Thanks again for looking into that. Thank you all for bringing that in and helping children around the area here. I think that's a great touch.
And if anybody else is interested, I have little brochures of what they're looking for. Two bars. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. Get this done here. Item number four. Mr. Town Manager.
I'm gonna start us out, and then I'm gonna ask our town attorney to help me out a little bit, because he's the one that drafted the memo and took the time to research the matter. So we can have
ball
some.
What's
that?
You get the ball rolling.
Yeah. Right. We've had some discussion about the motor vehicle license decals, and obviously. You know, we don't issue those decals any longer. It's all built into the your personal property taxes and tax bills. And since we only collect those taxes once a year, January the 31st of each year, we really felt like there was a need to go in and modify or amend the ordinance to incorporate the language as it's being currently done by staff. So I'll turn it over to Matt to see if he has any additional comments that he would like to make.
As outlined, the several provisions of the ordinances that pertain to the tax, 5887, 58105 through 108. So I lay out the specific provisions that I believe can be fully repealed, 5887, 58108. And then the language amendments that I recommend in 58104, 105, 106, and 107.
And I included this on the agenda this evening, so we can go ahead and establish a public hearing. There may have to be a few tweaks to the amendments prior to the public hearing, but at least I wanted to get the process going this evening.
Very good.
Also, can I add, the sticker was originally invented as a enforcement tool so that a policeman could see whether or not an individual had paid their tax, because the information 40 years ago that the town may have was limited to what was volunteered by by the public. Now we get ownership and domicile information from the DMV on a regular basis through Shenandoah County or directly with the DMV in some cases. And so we're able to determine what town has and what vehicles, I should say, or that are in town at any particular, in any particular year. And so we can just assess that tax immediately on the tax, property tax bill. We no longer have to have everybody come down to the town hall and buy a sticker every year to prove to the policeman that indeed you've paid your tax. It's easier for everybody. And so we needed the code to catch up with that.
All right, we need a motion to set a public hearing. Laura's
set a public hearing.
All right, we have the motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Properly seconded and all much time. Any discussion? Vote, please.
Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, that public hearing is set for April 10th, 7:30, right here. And our last item on the docket, ordinance amendment section 62-6C. You would like to, you want to bring us up to speed on that one as well?
I would. This is an amendment to section 62-6, which is a procedure upon non-payment of water sewer bills. And it's just a, it's a minor change to the ordinance. The ordinance currently reads that should any such charges for water sewer remain unpaid after the close of business on the 29th day of the month in which they are due, the town treasurer shall notify the town manager who shall cause the water to be stopped from the premise or tenement of the user, so in default. We need to change that to the close of business on the 29th day to the close of business on the 24th day. It's just in keeping with our practice of when we collect the payments and non-payments, and then if the bill remains unpaid, then we shut the water off on the 25th day of the month. So, again, it's a minor change, but it's a change that will need to go before a public hearing.
All right. Floor is open.
Was we gonna make any changes about the deposits? Is that something we could incorporate in there?
I think what we're gonna look at is during the budget process.
Okay.
It's part of the budget resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I move we set the public hearing for that ordinance amendment for April the 10th.
All right, we have a motion made. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Thank you, sir. Any discussion? Call for the vote, please.
Okay. Ms. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Andrick?
Yes.
Mr. Pfeiffer?
Yes.
Mr. Shepherd?
Yes.
Mr. Hockenbrock?
Yes.
Mr. Rudy?
Yes.
All right, that two passes. We'll add that to the another public hearing on the 10th, right here at 7:30. At this time, I will entertain a motion of adjournment. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Have a great evening.